السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، فاتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ثم شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد،
Verily, all praise and thanks are due to Allah.
We praise Him and we ask for His help, His assistance, and His forgiveness. We take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils within ourselves and from our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided. And whosoever Allah permitted to be misguided, no one can ever find. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. We believe to fear Allah as he should be feared, and never die except as Muslims, who mankind to fear Allah your Lord, the one who created you from a single person, and from him created his mate, and from both of them spread many men and women. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from whom you demand your mutual rights and demand phenomena. Fear Allah, and you will ever cut the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, He is an observer over each and every one of us. O believers, fear Allah and always speak and say the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds, and will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed achieve the greatest attainment. To continue, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the best and the truest speech is the Book of Allah and His words. And the best guidance is that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst of fears are the invented issues in the religion. And every invented matter in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance. And every misguidance is in the hellfire. ثم أما بعد. فإننا لنا بعد انتهاء شهر الصيام وقفات نقف بها مع أنفسنا. على الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينفعنا بهذه الوقفات. على الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينفعنا بهذه التأملات. على الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجمعنا وأن يبلغنا رمضان إن شاء الله تعالى. على الله سبحانه وتعالى قد تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا ودعاءنا وقيودنا وسجودنا وركوعنا وتهجدنا وعبادتنا كلها في شهر رمضان. ولكننا حينما نقف مع أنفسنا بعد هذا الشهر العظيم المبارك، هذه الوقفات، نسأل أنفسنا هذه الأسئلة: هل حققنا المرجو من هذا الشهر؟ وأنا لا أستطيع أن أجيب على هذا السؤال، فإن كل مسلم يستطيع أن يجيب على نفسه بنفسه. هل حققنا المرجوة والمطلوبة من هذا الشهر الكريم العظيم؟ هل أدركنا الهدف المنشود الذي وضعه الله سبحانه وتعالى لهذا الشهر؟ ألا وهو تقوى الله عز وجل. هل نجحنا في هذا الشهر عن الابتعاد عن المعاصي والذنوب والآثام وابتعدنا عنها كلية؟ هل استطعنا في هذا الشهر أن نجاهد أنفسنا وأن نتغلب على شهواتنا ورغباتنا التي قد تودي بنا في بعض الأحيان إلى الهلاك؟ هل استطعنا أن نحقق هذا الهدف المنشود الذي وضعه الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ هل حققنا قول الله عز وجل كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون؟ هل حققنا قوله سبحانه وتعالى قد أفلح من تزكى، يعني في هذا الشهر وطهر نفسه بالصدقات وذكر اسم ربه فصلى؟ الإخوة المؤمنون والمؤمنات، كل الإجابات على هذه الأسئلة إنها تأتي منك أنت. أنت الوحيد في هذا المكان الذي تستطيع أن تجيب على هذه الأسئلة. وإذا كانت الإجابة بنعم فاحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى واسأله التثبيت، واسأله أن يثبتك على ما جنيت وما كسبت وما حققت وما أنجبت وما أتركت في شهر رمضان. أما إذا كانت الإجابة بغير ذلك ونعوذ بالله عز وجل من ذلك، فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم، كما نسأله عز وجل أن يتوب علينا، وعلينا أن نرجع وأن نتوب إليه. فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال في كتابه الكريم: وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. Brothers and sisters, as today is the first day of the month of Shawwal, and yesterday we say Salaamu Alaikum bye to the month of Ramadan. The month has been ended. Now it's our turn, it's our obligation, it's our duty, it's our responsibility to ask ourselves certain questions. And let me remind you that the answers to all the questions that I am exposing to all of you, the answers to these questions are not with me. The answers to all these questions are with every one of us. Everyone can answer all these questions, and everyone knows himself or herself very well. And you can answer the questions honestly between you, yourself, and between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we try to answer the opposite of what we have, then we are deceiving ourselves. After the month of Ramadan, and this month ended yesterday, after this month we have to start with ourselves. We have to ask ourselves certain questions. Number one, did we succeed to achieve the goal and the purpose and the aim which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established for the month of Ramadan? And the main goal and the main purpose for this month was, as Allah mentions in the Holy Quran, fasting is prescribed for you, as it was prescribed for those before you, in order that you may achieve Allah's piety and righteousness, in order that you might achieve Allah's fearing, that you might fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Did we achieve taqwa? If we gain this, then the answer to this question is with everybody of us. Did we succeed in the month of Ramadan to stay away from all the sins and the mistakes? Did we succeed during the month of Ramadan to keep ourselves with the appointed and the fixed times of the prayer? Did we succeed in the month of Ramadan to purify and clean and clear ourselves from all the things which might stain them, from all the rust which might prevent the heart from connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we succeed to do that? the answers to these questions is with every one of us. When we are saying farewell to the month of Ramadan, and we are expecting the other month, or we are starting the second month, brothers and sisters, every day passes from our life is counting either for us or against us. Look, every day, every moment, every minute, every hour, all the time that is counted either for us or against us. And we will be responsible for this time. We will be responsible for Allah, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every single act of our life. In the month of Ramadan, when we were connecting ourselves purely, sincerely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through our fasting, through our qiyam, through our dua, through our supplication, through our night prayer, through our reading of the Holy Quran, through our tahajjud, the late night prayer, now it's our turn to ask ourselves this question. Did we benefit from that? Brothers and sisters, if the answer to this question is yes, then you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make you firm, to make you strong enough to keep and to preserve and to guard what you have achieved during the month of Ramadan. If the answer is not protected otherwise, then it's our duty and obligation to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go back to Him and ask Him to forgive us and to forgive our sins. Since Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, repent to Allah, all of you who believers, tubu ila Allahi jami'an ayyuha al-mu'minun, in order that you might be successful, la'allakum tuflihun. What I want to affirm and confirm today, after the end of the month of Ramadan, ما أريد أن أؤكد عليه اليوم بعد نهاية شهر رمضان, هو أن الكثير منا قد تعود على صلاة أو قيام الليل في شهر رمضان. إنه شرف للمؤمن أن يقوم الليل. إنه شرف للمؤمن أن يقوم الليل. انظر ماذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن قيام الليل. قال حينما قدم المدينة, يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام. يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام فادخلوا الجنة بسلام. فروى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه القرائن وهذه الأسباب لدخول الجنة. أطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وأفشوا السلام وصلوا بالليل والناس قيام والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام, تدخلوا جنة ربك بسلام. بل قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث رائع يصف فيه قيام الليل. وكيف أن قيام الليل لا يرتبط فقط بشهر رمضان, إنما هو في جميع العام. حينما تحدث الله عز وجل عنه قال ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بقيام الليل فإنه دأب الصالحين قبلكم ومقربة إلى ربكم. دأب الصالحين قبلكم ومقربة إلى ربكم ومكفرة للسيئات ومنهاة عن الإثم ومطردة للداء عن الجسد والبدن. مطردة للداء عن الجسد والفتن. هذه من فوائد قيام الليل. انظر كيف وصف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك العمل. لماذا؟ لأن قائم الليل لا يراه النفس, إنما هو بينه وبين الله عز وجل. فليس في هذه العبادة رياء وليس فيها نفاق, إنما القلب صافي. ولذلك وصف بعض الصالحين الذين يقومون الليل بأن وجوههم تكسى نورا, فقال له كيف ذلك؟ قال لأنه بينه وبين ربه سبحانه وتعالى فقط, والله عز وجل يلقي عليه النور حينما يكون قائما له سبحانه وتعالى بينه وبينه. Brothers and sisters, وذلك from the month of Ramadan to pray during the night time, and I am not talking about the obligatory prayer, the night prayer which is Isha prayer,
what I'm talking about, the optional prayer after the Isha prayer, which is Qiyam al-Layl. Staying up late in the night time, close to the Fajr prayer, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close to you, and then you pray. This is the only prayer that doesn't have any kind or any type of showing up. Doesn't have any type of hypocrisy or whatsoever. It's pure and sincere absolutely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? No one is looking at you. It's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is considered as an honor for the Muslims to stay up late in the night time praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoking Him, supplicating to Him, asking Him to forgive your sins. To rak'ah during the night time might be different than 20 or even 100 rak'ah during the daytime and the people are looking at you. The first advice the Prophet ﷺ gave to the Muslims when he migrated to Medina was, O people, receive among you, access the land. O people, feed the needy and the poor of the Ibn Fa'am. O people, keep your relations between you and your relatives. Wasilul Arham. O people, stay in the night time while people are asleep. صَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. What is the result? What is the outcome? What is the benefit? What is the compensation? What is the reward? The reward is you will enter the heaven. You will enter paradise. You will enter Jannah. صِلُّوا الْأَرْحَامِ وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامُ وَأَكْسُوا السَّلَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ تَكُونُ الْجَنَّةَ السَّلَامِ. Not only that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Qiyam al-Layl and the benefits of Qiyam al-Layl. The benefits of praying during, late in the night time as follows. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, abide by Qiyam al-Layl. Stick to praying during the late time of the night. The last third of the night. Why? He said, this is the way of the good and the righteous people before you. That's number one. And number two, this is the means of getting you closer and closer to your world, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, not only that, it's the way of the righteous people before you. It's the means of getting you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the way of forgiving and expiating your sins and your mistakes. That's number three. Not only that. It is the means through which you can stop acting bad. You can stop from committing the mistakes and the sins. Even before you commit them, the Qiyam al-Layl, or when you pray in the night time, this prayer will stop you from doing mistakes and harming the people. Not only that, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued by saying that. It is the means of preventing that diseases to come to your body, which will keep your body healthy and sound. Healthy and good. Why? Because it's between you and your Lord, and whenever you ask Him in this time for anything, He's the only one that's going to answer your question. Subhanallah wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it as an honor for the Muslim to pray in the night time. Brothers and sisters, we learn too many things from the month of Ramadan. Can we spend so much time talking about it? But look, one of the most important things that we learn in the month of Ramadan is patience. And patience can classify into two, three types. Patience for the disasters and the problems that might happen to the person in his life or her life. And patience for the thought. When you leave your job, when you leave everything behind, and you come to the masjid, to the mosque, to do the prayer, this is also kind of patience. When in the night time you wake up, and you make wudu, and you need to sleep, and it is cold, and you are under the warm blanket, then this is also a kind of patience. When the ma'asiyah or the sin or the mistake is before you, it is before you, in front of you, and it's easy for you to get indulged in this ma'asiyah or this sin and to stop yourself from doing it, this is also a kind of patience. Even الصبر الذي نتعلمه من شهر رمضان. صبر على المصيبة التي قد تصيبنا. صبر على الطاعة حينما تترك عملك وتترك كل شيء خلفك وتأتي إلى المسجد. وفي يوم العيد هذا، مع أن صلاة الجمعة في يوم العيد إذا صليت العيد أصبحت اختيارية، ولكنك حينما تأتي إلى المسجد وتصلي هذا أيضا صبر على الطاعة وصبر عن المعصية، حينما تكون المعصية معرضة إليك وأنت بجوارها أو هي أمامك، ومن السهل عليك أن ترتكب هذه المعصية لكنك تحجب نفسك عنها، هذا أيضا صبر عن المعصية. We are not willing to lose what we gain in the month of Ramadan. We are not willing to lose what we gain in the month of Ramadan. Of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't think any Muslim is willing to lose that. If you succeed in this life to achieve a good wealth, your main concern the whole life is to keep your wealth. It's to keep it away from being destroyed, from being spoiled, from being taken by another person. That's your personal life if you succeed doing that. How about if you achieve the best wealth and the best property that you can ever have in your life, which is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best type of property that you can have, the best type of wealth that we can have. We need to keep it intact, strong, away from all kinds of misinterpretation, misunderstanding, misplaying, misuse, that we might say that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled me in the month of Ramadan to fast, I did my job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the power to pay the my time, I did my job. That's okay, we did our job. But it's not just doing the job, it's getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where is this from our real life? Is what we are we reflecting what we gain in the month of Ramadan in our real life? Do we practice that? That's what we need to do. علينا أن نطبق ما تعلمناه في شهر رمضان. لا أتخيل ولا أظن أن أحد المسلمين على استعداد أن يكسب ما جناه وأن يكسب ما كسبه وما حصله وما أنجزه وما حققه في شهر رمضان. لا أتخيل أن أحد المسلمين على استعداد لذلك. أنا لست على استعداد لذلك. ولا أظن أحدا من الجالسين على استعداد لتقضي هذه النعمة التي أنعم الله سبحانه وتعالى بها علينا. إنها نعمة القرب من الله عز وجل. عليكم بالالتزام بهذه النعمة. واعلموا جميعا أن المعاصي تزيل النعم. إذا ما كنت في نعمة فصونها. فإن المعاصي تزيل النعم وزاد عليها بشكر الإله فإن الإله تابع النقم. If you are in a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's closer to Him, be all the way alert, be all the way vigilant, guard it, protect it, present it, don't lose it. Be all the way with it by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since the ma'afi or the sins are the means of destroying all the blessings that we have from Allah and children. We need to stay away from all these mistakes and all these sins. And our situation in the month of Ramadan, if it has changed from our previous situation before the month of Ramadan, we need to keep this change. And I mean by the change, changing to the good. Unless it is changed to the bad, God forbid. So we need to keep the good changes that we achieve in the month of Ramadan. One of the signs of accepting the repentance of the person is that his or her situation after repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed from and it has become different from the situation and the status of this person before repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of accepting the repentance from Allah azza wa jalla. Let Allah azza wa jalla في ذلك اليوم أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من يوم الجمعة إلى وفي ساعة إجابة فالرضا عسى تكون هذه الساعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلاة الله وسلامه على نبيه الأمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله عز وجل وراقبوه واعملوا صالحا تجدوه. ومهما طال عمر الإنسان فلا بد له من لقاء الرحمن. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا، واعلموا أن هذه الدنيا فانية زائلة، وأن الموت لا يبالغ صغيرا ولا كبيرا، وأن الموت لا يترك سقيما ولا صحيحا، وأن الموت لا يترك شابا ولا كبيرا، إنما هو يأتي فجأة أو فجأة، والقبر صدوق العمل. Brothers and sisters, do that. This life is very short. One day we are going to depart, we are going to leave it. And we are going to carry with us the good actions and the good deeds that we achieved in this life. And we have the example today. We know that Brother Ahmed Amshaka's mother passed away, and we are going, inshallah, to do the funeral prayer after the Jum'ah prayer, inshallah ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive her sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy upon her. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy upon every citizen, inshallah ta'ala. And since this is the reality of life, we need to understand that our living, our life on this earth, on this planet, is for one purpose. To achieve ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. See, subhanAllah, a person can pass away in the Eid day. Some people are celebrating the Eid, and one person passed away. Not only this person, maybe millions of people pass away today. SubhanAllah, are they living this life? Death does no occasions. It can come surprisingly at any time. We have to be ready all the time. Why? Because it doesn't give a notice before it. And that is, we understand too, that this does not give any notice. If you want to leave your apartment, the person who owns it, or the owner, the landlord, might give you a notice to leave it. So you know in advance that you are leaving. But this life, subhanAllah, we don't know. We might participate today in a funeral prayer. Allahu A'lam, who is going to be next? Allahu A'lam, who is in the line after the system? Allahu A'lam, who is next? So we have to be vigilant and be ready all the time. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this life, وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَارُكُمْ. This life is just a deceit. This life is just a deception. This life is just a test, a trial. We need to understand this very well. It's not a reward, it's not a punishment. It's a place, it's a life that either we obey or we disobey. When we obey, we get reward. When we disobey, we get the punishment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this day, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the day of Eid, when Eid comes on Friday evening, it's two Eids in one day. So this day you have two Eids, or two celebrations. The Eid, which is the Eid, the ending of the month of Ramadan, and the Jum'ah prayer, which is also a weekly holiday or a weekly Eid for every Muslim, inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day to forgive our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بلغنا مما يرضيك أمانا. لا تخيب فيك رجاءنا. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير. اللهم اجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم قنا شر ما همنا وغمنا. وعلى الإيمان جمعا توفنا وأنت راضي عنا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، أن الله صلى على نبيه ولم يكن يصلى عليه. And before I end my khutbah, I just want to remind you that there is also in the month of Shawwal 6 days of fasting in the month of Shawwal. We fast 29 days in the month of Ramadan, or sometimes it might be 30 days. In the month of Shawwal, the Prophet also recommends to fast 6 days. It's not an obligation, but it's recommended. Why? It's in the hadith that when you fast the month of Ramadan and you follow the month of Ramadan with 6 days from the month of Shawwal, the reward for that will be like the reward of fasting the whole year. And let me explain to you how the reward for the month of Ramadan and the reward for the 6 days from the month of Shawwal will be like the whole year. We know that in Islam, when you do a good deed, you get a reward 10 times. 10 good deeds, 10 rewards for that. So when you fast in the month of Ramadan, which is 30 days, you get 300 days of fasting. 300 rewards. When you fast the 6 days of the month of Shawwal, from the month of Shawwal, that's 60 days of rewards. And then this is 360 days, which is the lunar year. The lunar year is actually close to this number. If the month of Ramadan is 29 days, or the month of Ramadan is 30 days. And that's how the hadith of the Prophet applied, that when you fast the month of Ramadan, and you follow it with 60 days from the month of Shawwal, that is counted for you as a reward for fasting the whole year. Some brothers and sisters, it doesn't have to be consecutively 6 days. You don't have to fast them like consecutively after one after another. You can distribute them throughout the whole month as easy for you. You can even do them as one day and first day during the full week of the month of Shawwal. And by this way, you get even double reward by fasting 6 days from the month of Shawwal and fasting also from Monday and Thursday, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to, according to the opinion of some scholars. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yusalli ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa sallallahu wa sallam alayhi wa salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wallahu ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Ushkuru Allah al-'azim yadhkurkum wa astaghfiruhu yaghfir lakum wa astaghfiruhu yaghfirkum wa ashkuruhu yazidkum wa aqimus salata inna as-salata kanat 'ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta.